An Aurelia man who works as a 911 dispatcher has been nominated for a Police Services Hero of the Year award. David Borgal said he was shocked to learn of his nomination for the annual honor that is administered by the Police Association of Ontario. I was very grateful that someone would see me in that light, he said. We don't do it to be recognized, we do it for the love of the job. Borgal, who works out of OPP Central Region Headquarters, didn't always want to be a dispatcher. After high school, he had his sights set on going into theater, a passion of his since he was a kid. He had a co-op placement with Halton EMS in logistics. During that time, a paramedic told him her job still allowed her to enjoy her hobby, also theater, on the side. So, Borgal decided to go into the 911 dispatch program at Durham College. After volunteering with an OPP Citizens Patrol program in Caledon, he applied for a dispatcher job and got it. He is still able to take part in theater and he is president of Georgetown Little Theater. It's my go-to. If I'm not at work, I'm usually at the theater. It's almost like a stress relief, he said. That is helpful for Borgal, whose job often involves stressful situations. Every day is different, he said. Some days, you could have the worst calls you could experience. Each call is different. He remembered taking a call regarding two men trapped on the ice. When they went to retrieve their ice fishing equipment, the ice separated. Borgal was on the phone with one of the men for an hour and a half, trying to keep him calm as first responders were on their way. He kept saying, I'm going to die. This is where it ends, Borgal recalled. In a situation like that, seconds feel hours and hours feel like eternities, he said. The rescue effort was a success. When dealing with an emergency, it takes a team effort. The sense of teamwork that is within all of the people is indescribable. We all have each other's backs, from the officers on the ground to us at dispatch, he said. His 3 years with 911 dispatch have provided invaluable experience. I feel that I've grown tremendously, taking a lot of the skills I have learned and applying them in my life, he said. Nominations for Police Services Hero of the Year awards are still open and will be accepted until March 14. Nominations can be submitted at policehero.ca or by sending direct messages through Facebook or Twitter. Winners will be announced during the Police Association of Ontario's annual general meeting in June.